play baseball. Here, that play baseball, the Mishnah. Cheres, what's the shear to carry out a cheres, an earth piece of earth, a clay? Kedelitoin bein ptsoyim lechaveru. But when you're stacking boards one on top of another, you used to put like some clay in between them. So that's a choshev shear of clay. Rashi bein ptsoyim lechaveru. Kishem misadrim simim, when they misad the pile of beans. Or else they are mudim the kuris, v'yosim soya shokuris, aloritz. V'yesh chalal bein zel zel. There's a little hole space between one beam and another beam. His soimchin mitachtov shlo yisakim. They put clay underneath it, it shouldn't get crooked, shouldn't get slanty. So that's a shear of clay. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir Oimer, k'dei lachtech bo yesor. What do they use like cheres, like earthly clay, like a clay clay, to use it to hit the coals? Lachtech bo yesor. When you're making fire in the coals, I'm all used to sharpen the coals. So take this piece of clay and sharpen the coal with it. That's the shear choshev. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, k'dei lekabu bo revius. A third shita. Well, how much of a shear of a clay do you have to have? A big enough piece that you can mekabel a revius of water inside it. That's like a becha that holds a revius. Who, that's the biggest shear. Omer Rabbi Meir, afal pish in Raila Dova, there's no real riot to me that Rabbi Meir says the shear is lachtech boyesor of a zechla Dova. There is a zechla Dova. The Apostle Yishayahu says, lo yimotza b'mechisosoi, that mashmi after the churban abayis, there'll be such clawless then that you won't find anything left over. Cheresh lachtos eish meikad. You won't find even a piece of cheresh, of clay, in order to lachtos eish meikad, mashma to hit and make the fire with it. So mashma, the purpose of clay is to make fire with it. Omalei Rabbi Yosef, if Rabbi Yosef, no, I have a raya for me goof in the same pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, he says, Misham raya from there's a raya, for lachsof maya migeva. The end of the pasuk says that you won't even find a piece of clay to in order to schlep water from a puddle of water. So when you're schlepping water, how much is a choshev shear water, revius of water? So mash mecheres is something to hold water. So that's the shear, how much of a cheres you have to carry it on Shabbos, is a shear that you can carry revius water in it. Trashi zechla dava de cheres choshev tiyas or. Then what do you use clay for? Making fire with it. Lachsoif lidlois to schlep the water. The cherei choshev choshev achash v'mayim shal ha-nesiva shduch l'avar ha-gshom m'shuyas n'hosem. Yemigeva guma shemayim nikabotzim b'teichoi. It's a puddle of water. So the Yishayahu was saying that there won't even be any clay left over after the churban to schlep water from a puddle of water. My boy lehu. Shiyura the Rav Meir nofish or shiyura the Rav Yosi nofish. What's the biggest shear? To have the clay that you put in between the beams, or to have the clay enough to make the fire with? Lachta boyesesh. More mistavra shiyura the Rav Yosi nofish. Is mistavra Rav Yosi shear is the biggest shear? Oh no, Rav Meir and Rav Yosi have the last two shiurim. That Rav Meir says, Rav Meir shita was the lachtuch boyes or, enough clay to sharpen the coals to make a better fire. And Rav Yosi said, Kleil kabel bo revius. So Gemara is asking, what's the biggest shear? A shear to makabel revius of water, or enough of a clay to make fire with? So he's saying, Mistavra shiur with Rav Yosi nefesh. In Svara revius should be a bigger shear. Where you need less clay to sharpen the coals than you do to makabla revius. So Rabbi Yosi's shear should be a bigger shear. Of a mikroa from the psukim is master faker. Shear with the Rabbi Meir nofish. That the first shear, Rabbi Meir's shear is a bigger shear. How much clay you need to sharpen the coals to make the fire burn better. Why? These takodai to shear with Rabbi Yosi nofish. If you want to say the second shear, Rabbi Yosi's shear, enough clay to makabla revius of water, that's a bigger shear than you need clay to make fire with. Abzeit shrei Yishayo. Layit Lord Yishayahu is cursing them, telling them, Yishno, you have to the churban, you're not going to find any clay, the monizutra. Like first he says, you're not going to find any clay, lachtos bo yesesh. So if you can tell me that's a smaller shear, so you already said the curse is not going to be even, you won't even find clay the size to make fire with. For how the layit lay, then Yishayahu says another klolom, the monorabba, that you know you're not even going to find clay, enough of a shear to schlep water, which is usually revius water. See, if a revius is a bigger shear, so the klolos of the opposite way. First he should have said revius, and then he should have said it's the smaller shear. About first he said lachtech boyesh mashma, that's the bigger shear. So first Yishayahu is saying you should answer the churban, you're not going to find clay even to make fire with. Then he gives a bigger klolam, you're not even going to find a smaller piece of clay. That's a shear of revius, that either you won't find. Omer Rabbi is at the bayim masnisen, masnisen abizoy, actually that's right now Mishnah also, that your meyer shear is a bigger shear, lachtech boyesesh, and the chur the kasher is to make a fire, to make the coals, you just need a small piece of clay. We're talking about lachtech esh mikid gudelum. We're talking about a very big fire, it's very, very hot. So in a very hot and big fire, you can't get close to it. No matter how small the coals are, you want to fix the coals, you have to have a long stick in order to be able to get close to it because it's too hot. So that, therefore, to make the clay, fix the fire, you need a bigger piece of clay than you were able to make a revius, to make a revius of water. Rashi, Omar Baye Masisin, the Kamer Reb Meir, Lachtech Or, Mikid the Gudel the Kamer, it's talking about from a big bonfire light. Shafilo Gachalat Katan, even though you have small coals there, ain't a real Lachtech Bor. Small coals, but it's a big fire, you can't get near the fire. Elo Becheres Godel, unless you have a big piece of the Cheres, the clay, a clea. Mifnei Shu Nichva, you'll get burnt. So that's Pran the Mishnah. When you have a big fire, you need a bigger piece of clay to get near there to fix the fire. So that's the first shita. Then Rav Yosi says even a smaller shear, a shear of enough clay to make up a revius of water. For Rav Yosi, Yoimem Mishram Rai. Rav Yosi says there's no Rai from that pasuk, because the end of the pasuk says, Valach Shef Mayim Igeva, that you schlepped the water from the puddle. So the Mara Shafi, Komalei Rav Yosi to Rav Meir. Rav Yosi finds good for Rav Meir. How could you, Rav Meir, bring your Rai that the only purpose you have of clay is to make fire? The end of the pasuk says clearly that they use the clay to schlep the water with. So the more of Rav Meir, loy mi boy koma, loy mi boy. In other words, he holds that what's a choshev a kli cheres? What do you use it for? Only lachtech boyesesh, a bigger shear, a smaller shear than that, just to schlep water revius is not choshev. Nobody keeps a kli cheres for that purpose. So what was Yishayo saying? Loy mi boy koma, loy mi boy mi did the choshev linish le lishtakach, loy mi boy a choshev a piece of kli cheres that people use to make fire. After the Churban of Bayis, they won't find it. There will be such a big klal then. You won't have a piece of clay for that purpose. El Asfilu. Yeshua is saying even a bigger klal. You won't even find a smaller piece of clay. That with that clay, you'll be able to catch a revius of water. And not the pshat that people use clay to get water. El Asfilu midu doleicha shivalinshi. Even a piece of water that people do not use for the clay. That people do not use. Lelishka clay they won't find. Now, that was the klal Yeshayahu was saying. Well, come a time you won't even find a kli cheres enough to schlep a revius of water, even though people don't use it for that purpose. But even the things you don't use it for, you won't find either. So Drashi, Shafi Komala Rabbi Yosi, the Medlayat Lei Bosh, Raminu Bechazi, since Yeshayahu said a klal, you're not going to have clay even to schlep water, mashma people use it for that purpose. The Teretz was no. Afilumi did loy choshev. They're going lachshev mayim to schlep the water. La lishkach bo. Liyelam la choshev shiur el lachtes or. What's the choshev shiur kli cheres the people hide it and use it? Is only to make the fire better with the earthly kli. But to use the earthly kli to schlep water, nobody uses it. So that's Rabbi Meir shita. Yadin lecha moitziyayim. So the more Amar Rabbi Kiva. Minayin liavoy dezor. This is a parak all about tuma tayrom. Kiva says, "Minayin la'avoid zora." How do we know the tumah of an avoid zora? If you have a shtick, the getshk itself, if the avoid zora itself, shematama b'masa tenida, that not only if you touch the avoid zora is it matama you, but if you just pick it up, because you're not touching the avoid zora itself, you have 10 sheets, and on top of the 10 sheets you have the avoid zora, and you're picking up the avoid zora. How do you know it's matama mishumasa? If you learn it out from nida, just like the nida, if you pick up a nida, you're also matama. Shenema, the person Shayol says, Tizrom Kemoidova. It says you should destroy the Avoid Zora Tizrom, but destroy them Kemoidova just like an Ida. Say Taimalai. This part of the Possum, say Taimalai. Is, so Shayol said, burn the Avoid Zora like an Ida. Ma Nida, so it's a heckish Tanida. Ma Nida, just like by an Ida. Midtime of a Masam, if somebody picks up an Ida, or anything that's keeping Nida up, if she's on top of a bed. So, and the bed is also Tomei Asmasi, it's carrying up the Nida. Is Afa Avoid Zorah Matamu Masa? Who are then, if you're holding up and Avoid Zorah, it's Matamu you. Even though you're not directly touching the Avoid Zorah, there's like a sheet between you and the Avoid Zorah, but it's called Nisiv, you're holding it up. If it's up because of you, that has a Tumas Masi. The Maskana will see this Tumas by Avoid Zorah is only Midirabon, it's not really Midiraisa. Midiraisa, Avoid Zorah is also by Anor, you're not allowed to have it, you're not allowed to be over it. but there's no tuma midiraita. It's a rabbanon de kalocha that if you touch avodah zara, it's metame you like a nida. That's alter bekiva. So what type of a tuma does avodah zara have? Not only tumas maga, but even tumas masa. And even though you're not touching it directly, it's just up because of you. You have the tumas masa. Shgash yom rabbi kiva mina avodah zara. Mishum deboy lemisni badayu minayin shir machitzin esan milo. About later on in the parak, Rabbi Kiva talks about milo. How do you know you're allowed to wash the kid before his meal on Shabbos? Kayan olahan of the domin law. Therefore, the Mishnah now in Shabbos talks about Hilchas Avodah Zarah, because his doyim, like Rabbi Kiva says later, how do you know you're allowed to wash a kid before his meal? Pemasa, Shrashi Odim Hainoisa. A person that's carrying the Avodah Zarah, even though he's not touching it, he has a tumis Avodah Zarah. Is the pasuk says Tizgum Kemoidova, the Avodah Zarah Mishtoy. It's talking about the Avodah Zarah, and says destroy it like a Nida, it's Hukash to Nida. Just like Nida has a Tumas Masa, who had then Avodah Zarah has a Tumas Masa. That's how to be Kiva. Gemara Tanan Hosim. Learn to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Mi Shehoye Beisai Somach Le Avodah Zarah. Because there was an Avodah Zarah there, a bias, and some of us from learn you were Mamish Oivid, the bias. His device, the church itself, has a din of Avodah Zarah to it. And you have your house right next to the church. Now, the wall between your house and the church is one wall. So your mom is sharing a wall. You and the Avodah Zarah is sharing a wall. His Misha, your base, your house, the son of Avodah Zarah, is right next to the house of the Avodah Zarah. The Nofal, and now this wall caved in. So, Pashid, your house, his mom is looking into the church. The Nofal is also of Noisai. You're not allowed to build up the wall the same place where it was. Strashi, koisoloi somach avodah zarah. So you oise koisol mechitza af lebeis avodah zarah. Hey, the same wall was a partition for two people, for your house and for the church. And now this wall falls down, is also livnoisi. You're not allowed to build it up, strashi. Why? Because mahani avodah zarah. Because by you building up your wall, you're giving hanot to avodah zarah. The church also needs a fourth wall. If you build up this fourth wall for your house, you're also building up a wall for the Avodah Zarah. So that's cheap. It's also to Mahana, the Avodah Zarah. Kate said, Yah, so what's the eighth rule for your house? You have to move into your house, Dal Damas, away from the church. Then you can build up the wall. So this wall is going to be completely only for Anor for you. It's not going to be Anor for the Avodah Zarah, therefore it's Mutter. Let's say, another Locha. You and the Avodah Zarah both owned this wall. It was like a thick wall. Half of the place belonged to the Avodah Zarah, and half of it belonged to you. In other words, the wall itself was, let's say, 2 feet thick, the wall itself. Now the whole wall fell down. And the mokum of these 2 feet, you owned the Meshutfis. Half of it belonged to you, and half of it belonged to the Avodah Zarah. Because the size, 1 foot here is your property, and the other foot is the Avodah Zarah. So now when this wall falls down, you want to build up the wall again. We said before, you have to move in Dal Damas. Now where do you have to move Dal Damas from? From where the wall ended? Or no, this first foot, since this first foot belonged to you, is in your property, all you have to move in now is another 3 amas from it. Hey, this first amma, hey, the wall itself was 2 amas thick. So the first amma belonged to Avodah Zarah, but the second arm belonged to you, so when you move in now, all you have to move just another 3 amas inside. Hey, so you shalai v'shalai Avodah Zarah. The mokum belonged to you and Avodah Zarah. Need the machza machza. It's half and half. The drashi need the machza machza. Ha machza shalai, the half that belongs to you, nechsheves b'yab amas, shal kenisa. It's included in the dalal amas that you have to move in. Lefi shechayvu chachom l'achikoi mishalai abu amas. The rabbona will mark you, go away 4 amas. So 4 amas should be in your property. So here that this first amma belongs to you, that's included in the 4 amas you walk in, you're coming in. Now, Avonov, the Eitza V'Yaforov, the wall that was belonged to the half belonged to Avodah Zarah, since Avonov, the stones there, and the wood of it, and the Yaforov, the cement of it, Yishna Metam Kisheret. That's the Brisa says. From the size, this wall had a din Avodah Zarah on it, and now that it was knocked down, it has a Tumas Sheretz on it. So who this Nakasha are was supposed to not the Kiva Shita. This is a Tanakama. That all the Avodah Zarah only has a Tumma Sheretz. Yeah, you're right. It'll be the same thing when standing, right? It's just saying even though it falls down, now it still has a tumor on it. Shinema the person says Shakas to Shaksenu. It says by Avodah Zarah, Shakas to Shaksenu. Like knock it down, chop it down the Avodah Zarah.
even after you chop it down, still it has a din like a sheretz, that if you touch it, it's matam you tumas erev. So Rashi sheketz the shaktenu, loshen sheketz kesheretz. Shein the matam b'masa. The nafkamina is it has no tumas masa. A sheretz, if you touch the sheretz, it's matam you. Let's say you don't touch the sheretz directly. The sheretz is in a plate, and you pick up the plate. It's not matam you. There's no tumas masa by sheretz. So Tanakama learns avoy dezora is the same thing. Avoy dezora only has a tum if you touch the avoy dezora. If you don't touch it directly, no, you're picking it up with a mechitz in between, you have no tumah. You have the Kiva Weimer. Kiva says no. Kenida. Avoy dezora has the same type of a tumah like a nida has. Shenema, like the Mishnah says, tizram kumay dova. The Apostle says in Shayo that you should destroy the avoy dezora kumay dova like a nida. Ma nida, just like nida. Mitama b'masa, if you pick up a nida, even though you're not touching her, there's a mechitza between you and her. But she's up because of you, it's mitama you. Afa by desire mitama b'masa. That's a mekiva shita. Trashi nida mitama b'masa. Odam ha noise, somebody that carries her. The ishkish lazav, that nida is doima to a zav. V'yadove v'nidosa v'yazove zoive. It says, hirtumas nida, next to tumas zav. The zav, now zav, that's a man that has a zav coming out of him, is matama b'masa. Tirseh v'chol hanageya, v'chol asheyia tachtov. If you touch anything that was underneath the zav, yitma derim. V'hanoisoisom, if you pick them up, af hazav b'mashmoisom. Even if you pick up the zav himself, you also have a tumas masli. So by zav it says, claw, if you pick up the zav, you're tummy. And the pasuk says, neither next to zav, so need also has a tumas masli. And Rabbi Kiva says, who are they in avoy dezora, akopon and midirabonin, has a tumas masli. If you pick up the avoy dezora, even though you're not touching it directly, still it's tummy. So it's a machlokes tanakam and Rabbi Kiva, what tumas does avoy dezora have? Only a tumas like a sheretz, only if you touch it? Or else, no, it's like a nida, even though you don't touch it, abi, it's up because of you, you're holding it up, it's metamiyu. Omar Rabba. So Rabba, tizram diyom akro, when the Pasuk says that the avoy dezora should be tizram, means, nachrina minof kezar, means make it strange to you like a stranger. Say toimeloi, like tell it go away. Hikone sal toimeloi, but don't tell it to come into you. But that's the way Dashan the Pasuk. Tizram means loshin, get rid of avoy dezora, don't go near it. Diyom Rabba. The master Rabbah learns like this, the machloek sunatanakam and Rabbi Kiva. The master the kuliyamole pliga de metama. His Rabbah learns no, even the Rabbon and the Tanakama also are moida, that avoid the Zorah has a tumas masai. If the avoid the Zorah is up because of you, even though there are a few sheets between you and the avoid the Zorah, you're not touching it directly, but you're holding it up, it's also metama you. Why? To is kishta nida. But that's the pasuk in the Shayo, tizrum kumaidovam, that avoid the Zorah is like a nida. Obazoi, what's the machlokes tanakama that they say only loshen sheketz like sheretz, and Rabbi Kiva says loshen nida? What's the machlokes that if the most murdered has a tumas masor? So what's the machlokes? So the Gemara ki pligi b'yevin masama. The machlokes says how chomer is this tumas masor? Nida has a luchumra of a tumas called evin masama, even though it's a very heavy evin, a very heavy stone. Halacha is like this: let's say you have a stone mamish hold up by pegs. It's on top of you. Say this. So the stone is picked up, a heavy stone, by pegs are holding it up. Now underneath the stone you put a kli. Now the stone itself is not touching the kli. There's like ava, the stone is hanging in the air, and you're putting kli underneath it. Now the zav or the nida sits on top of the stone. So the zav or nida sits on top of the stone. The stone itself is tamei pshita, because the stone is like picking up the nida. What about the kelim underneath? Really, the kelim underneath are not picking up the nida, because there's even air, there's avar in between. There's a chiddush ever metama by nida's tummy. Anything that's underneath the nida, even though the kelim are not holding up the nida, it's also tummy. This is the chumrah by nida. So the Tanakama holds avoy dezora doesn't have this chumrah. Avoy dezora, in this punct of ever metama, strong stone, is doima to a sheretz. And you have a kiva sava no kenida. Ma nida matama b'yevim mesama. Nida has this chiddush. It has this tumah, even though it's never mesama. It's not mamish holding up the nida. The kelim are underneath the stone. Still, the kelim are also tumah. Izaf avoy dezora matama b'yevim mesama. That's the way Rabbah learns the machlokes. It's only a machlokes if it has a tumah it's ever mesama by avoy dezora. Let's see Rashi. B'yevim mesama. Even a stone sheshemu agabi yisaidis. You put the stone on top of pegs. The kelim tachter, And now you have kelim dishes underneath this heavy stone. Kedesev ohoisa evin choda v'samto alfum gubam. V'nido oizav yoshim aleh. And you have now a nido oizav sitting on top of the stone. Izav al pish lehech bidu ala kelim. Even though the nido, her weight, does not go on top of the kelim, because the stone is stopping it from going down. Like there are pegs holding, there are yisaydis holding up the stone. So the stone is never machmir, doesn't have its weight resting on the kelim. Still metamim hakelim. Still the kelim here are tamim. That's the chiddush. The chsiv, it says the chiddush by nida kol asheyir tachtav. Anything that's underneath them. Mashmir, not that the pshat underneath the kelim has to be holding up the nida. The weight of the nida is on the kelim, even though the weight of the nida is not on the kelim. The weight of the nida is only on top of the stone, and the pegs are holding up the stone. But without these kelim are called yir tachtav, are underneath the nida, this kelim are makabel tumah. That's a new chiddush by nida. So the kibbutz learns avoid the zora has this chiddush also. That's pshat the pasuk in the shayo. Tizrim k'moid dover that avoid the zora even as the tumah is ever mesamim. If you have avoid the zora on top of the stone, and the stone is held up by pegs, and underneath the stone you have kelim, you have kibbutz, those kelim are also tumah. Or if rabbonin and sarvin and kisheretz, that's pshat the pasuk says in dvorim, shakit k'shak senu. That the pasuk says avoid the zora as in like sheretz. That what ma sheretz. Just like a regular sheretz has no tumas mas altogether. A sheretz is only tumah if you touch the sheretz. You have to touch the dead sheretz. If you don't touch it, stam, you're holding it up with a mechitza, it's not matam you at all. Who adin avoid the zora does not have the tumas ever mesamam. As even though according to Rabbah, the Rabbon and Amoida, that avoid the zora has a tumas masui, but it's only masui where mamash the weight is held up because of you. The weight is leaning on you. That's a tumas masim. But here by Yevim Mesama, the weight of the nidu, or the weight of the avoid zora, is not upon the kelim. The weight is only upon the stone. And the kelim are underneath the stone. It has no tumas masim. That's the Rabbon and Shita. As we are born my mother to both drushes, like avoid zora in one put is daima tenido that has a tumas masli, but only a real masli if the weight is mamish on top of the kelim. Mashenkein, the pasuk says avoid zora is daima tesheretz means it doesn't have tumas ever mesama. Well, the Rabbi Kiva's mamish avoid zora is kamat legamri like a nida. It even has a tumas ever mesama. Prev the gemara bezel Rabbi Kiva lamai hilkos to ishkus lesheretz. How come the pasuk says shakets to shaktenu? As why does the pasuk call an avoid the zora like sheretz? It has nothing to do with sheretz at all. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's like 100% like an ida. And the gemara limisham sheho. It means the mishamoshim of the avoid the zora. Hey, the true the avoid the zora itself the geshke something you are never you worship that has tumah like an ida. What about the shamoshim, the spoons you use or the shovels you use? Or all the kelim used for the avoid zora, even though it's also wasa banor, but it doesn't have a tumah. That's the miyad. That shamoshim only have tumah like a sheretz. Only if you touch the shamoshim. What has tumah smasi? Only the avoid zora itself. So drashli shamoshim she'ein hakelim hamishamshim mitamin loy b'masa loy b'yevim mitama. It's the shamoshim, the kelim that I use to serve the avoid zora. It has a tumah like a sheretz. If you touch it directly, you're tumah. But if you just lift it up, even though the weight of the kelim is upon you, it's not matam you b'masli, and nuwa did not the other mesala. Such a b'kiva shittim that the avoid zora itself is mamish doima to nida. Just the shamoshim of the avoid zora, that's doima to a sheretz. This is the way Rabbah learns the machloikas shabikiva and tanakama. For the gemara the rabbonim l'may hilchas ishkas to nida. According to rabbonim, why is it doima to nida? Poshid l'masli. Because the rabbis pshat, even the rabbonim amoyed avoid the zora has a tumas masli. It's only it doesn't have a tumas ever mesama. For the gemara v'luk shirachmon la nevela, according to the rabbonim, that avoid the zora has a tumas masli, just doesn't have a tumas ever mesama. Why does the Yeshayo say is doima to nida? It should have said better is doima to nevela. Because nevela has a tumas masli. If you lift up a nevela, even though you're not touching it, your tummy, but has the tumas ever mesama. It's only if the weight of the nevela is upon you. So the pasuk should have been more makash by the zora to nevela. It's mamish doima. So the more enoch and ami, you take it right. Yeshayo should have said by the zora is doima to nevela. Elo, why does the Yeshayo say that by the zora is doima to a nida? it's not legamri the need. It doesn't have tumas ever masama. It only has tumas masri for another locha. Or elaman nida and liyavorim. Let's say you have it's Rash Ein Levorim means im nechtach eivim imenu. Some rachmonis cuts off an eiv, cuts off a leg of an nida. Is mat ena matama v'masa. It doesn't have tumas masa. Im nechtach eivim imenu. No, ke matama v'masa boilaha mishum teres eivim enachai. It has tumas eivim enachai on it. That's true. Avoloi mishum teres eivim enanida. But it has no tumas nida. His tumas nida was only given to a whole isha. An isha has tumas nida. If Rachmanis should pull off a leg, her leg has no tumas nida to it. But nafkamino, tlay matama, b'yevim esama, that's nafkamino. If you pull off the leg, it has a tumas evim anachai. So I'll say evim anachai, it has a tumas masa on it. But it wouldn't have a tumas evim esama. Evim esama is only tumay makmas is din of a nida, tumas nida. And the Egorim has no tumas nida. So that's why the Torah, the Yishayil said, Avoid the Zoro, his name with the nida. Ma nida in the Egorim, af Avoid the Zoro in the Egorim. You know, if you have an Avoid the Zoro and you chop it into pieces, the pieces of the Avoid the Zoro does not have tumas master to it. Trash yaf Avoid the Zoro in the Egorim. You're going to Avoid the Zoro shel chuyis, made out of pieces that you put them together. Eiver, eiver mimenu, each piece by itself, ein the metama klal mishum avoy de zora. It has no tum at all mishum avoy de zora. That's pshat in the Rabbonin. But the Rabbonin said, that's why Yeshayahu said, avoy de zora is doima to nida, just like nida has no tumas leivorim, who are then avoy de zora leivorim, the pieces of it by itself, has no tumma. It only has tumma when the avoy de zora is made together. The Mara Bazoi Shver, v'yelohod de boy Rab Chama Bagruya. He clarified for Shiloh, Avoy de Zoro, Yeshna Leivorim, Ayena Leivorim. Hey, Shrav Choma clarified for Shiloh. Does Avoy de Zoro have tumor, even though you make it into pieces? You separated each piece by itself? Does each piece by itself have a tumor or not? Is the Kurativ should lay Mehod Le Rabbonin, Ayena Leivorim? Be patient. We say now, Shat Rabbonin say, that's why it's Zayma to Nida, that Avoy de Zoro does not have a tumor Leivorim. And the Gemara, Rav Choma Bar Guria, Aliba de Rav Akiva Boilo. Rav Maguria made this Shiloh according to Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva says, Avoid the Zori is doing with the Nida Legamri, that it's not Matama Beyevim Mesama. So we don't have to say the reason why it's doing with the Nida, that it's not Matama Leivorim. Maybe Avoid the Zori is more Chom than Nida in this Pun. Avoid the Zori is Yim Matama Leivorim. Why the Torah say though, Avoid the Zori is doing with the Nida? To tell me the Chumris. To tell me that it even has a Tumas Evim Mesama, but not Lakulis. Have we only said according to the Rabbanan that the terrorist says the leader for Kula? But according to Rabbi Kiva, it's only the Chumris. So therefore, Rabbi Guria has a Shiloh. According to Rabbi Kiva, what's going to be if you have an Avoy Dezora made into pieces now? Is each piece by itself Matama or not? Is it Matama Levorim or not? A little Kiva boiler. So Adkan, this is Rabbi Shita. Now another Shiloh. Rabbi Lezer Lamano. Rabbi Lezer is saying, "Vaita, what's the machloekis the Rabbon and Rabbi Kiva?" Rabbi Lezer waima b'yevin mesama the kuli yamalei pligid loy metama. He learns no. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, that says the avoyde zora mamish has tumas nida, but not so far b'yevin mesama. Avoyde zora is not metama b'yevin mesama. According to everybody, how to Rabbi Lezer? Even according to Rabbi Kiva, obzay what's the machloekis? Ki pligi b'masa. It's a posh the machloekis does avoyde zora have a posh of tumas masim. Rabbi Kiva is of a Kenida. Yes, Yishayel said, Kizruam Kimoy Dova, Avoy de Zora is like a Nida. Ma Nida Matama Masa, just like if you have the weight of a Nida on top of you, the Nida is Matama you. Who are then if you have the weight of the Avoy de Zora Mamash on top of you, that's Matama you. Af Avoy de Zora Matama Bamasi, but only Masa Mamash, where the weight is on top of you. If the weight is not on top of you, you have no Tumas or Evin Mesama. Rabbon and Savri, I'll tell you Kesheritz. Rabbon and say no, Avoid the Zora's Mamas Kesheritz. Ma Sheritz. Loi Matama Bamaso, just like Sheritz, has no Tumas Masri. It's only Tom if you touch the Sheritz directly. But Thomas, the weight of the Sheritz is on top of you, the Sheritz is not Matam you with Tumas Masri. Is Af Avoid the Zora, Loi Matama Bamaso. How to Rabbon and Avoid the Zora is the same thing. Even though the weight of the Avoid the Zora is on top of you, but if you're not touching it, you have no Tumas Masri. That's how Rabbi Lezer, that's the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbonin. He's not like Rabba. Rabba learned the machloikis because everybody holds that Tumas Masa. The machloikis was Evan Mesama. Rabbi Lezer is saying no. Everybody holds Avoy Dezer does not have the chumra of Nida Mamish be Evan Mesama. It's only machloikis if it has the portion of Tumas Masa. So the Mara Bazoi, for Rabbi Kiva, Lamai Hilchus So Ishkish Lesheritz, According to Rabbi Kiva, why does the Pasuk say it's Zayma to Sheretz? L'misham Sher, that's the same Teres. That the Mishamoshim of the Avodah Zarah, the Kalim that are used to serve the Avodah Zarah, that has no Tumas Masri, that only has a Tumas Sheretz if you touch it Mamish. For the Mar of Rabbonim, Rabbi Zarah, the Mahirkos Ishkis Lanida, according to this chat, Rabbonim say Avodah Zarah is Mamish a Tumas Sheretz. Only if you touch it, mamish. If you're not touching it, it was just on top of you, it has no tumas masri. So why does the pasuk say, I deserve dumi the nidah? It has no tumas nidah at all. And then we're azoi, man nidah en lihorim, just a nidah, piece of a nidah, a leg of a nidah, has no tumas nidah, there's no tumas evorim. It's only tumas if you have the whole isha, it's only the gamrin, it's afa by deserve en lihorim. And even the